Wow, what a powerful gospel we hear today on the second Sunday of Advent. So on the second Sunday of Advent, our shift focuses. If you remember from last Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, our focus was on the second coming of Christ, on his final coming, on his final advent, when he will come to judge the living and the dead. But on the second and third Sundays of Advent, our attention focuses, it shifts to his first coming, his coming as Messiah, his coming as King of the Jews, his coming as the long-awaited Savior. And on the second and third Sundays of Advent, we encounter this rather strange character of St. John the Baptist, right? St. John the Baptist, who is the last of the prophets. He is who Jesus calls the forerunner, okay? He's the one that goes before the Lord to prepare his way. He's the one, his vocation is to proclaim the coming Messiah. So what was St. John the Baptist's primary message? His primary message, he says, is repent. He says, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, most of the time when we think of the kingdom of heaven, we automatically assume that it means the afterlife, that it means, you know, the heavenly kingdom, okay? And it sometimes does, but in this case, not primarily so, because for the Jews at the time, okay, let's put ourselves in their shoes. For the Jews at the time that they're hearing St. John the Baptist's message, when they hear the word, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that would have registered to them that they need to go back to the Old Testament, especially to the prophecies there in the Old Testament. And John the Baptist even says what prophecy he's talking about. John the Baptist says, this is from the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight his paths. Okay? So John the Baptist is fulfilling this prophecy. He's the one that's in the desert, he's in the wilderness, and he is crying out, prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Now it's very significant that this prophecy from Isaiah says that John the Baptist will be in the desert or in the wilderness. Because when the Jews will hear this word, that the prophet is going to come, that the prophet's going to be in the wilderness, in the desert, that will help them to remember the Exodus. The Exodus at the time of Moses. When Moses goes and he rescues the Israelites from where? From Egypt. From slavery by Pharaoh. And what do? After they leave Egypt, they travel through the desert. They travel through the wilderness for 40 long years to enter the promised land. And where do they enter the promised land? Where do they cross over from the desert into the promised land? The border of the promised land is the River Jordan. So you see, brothers and sisters, why does John go to the Jordan River to announce the coming Messiah? He does so because he's announcing a new exodus. Not an exodus from slavery in Egypt by Pharaoh, but an exodus, a liberation from sin, an exodus from death. And the one who will forgive sins, it's not Moses, but it is Jesus, our Savior and our Messiah. So you see, friends, this gospel today, there's so many details in it, so many things to pick up on. It's very much worth unpacking it, because when we unpack the scriptures, they become alive for us, and we come to understand what Jesus wants to speak to us today. Another detail, St. John the Baptist is a pretty strange dude, right? So, the gospel says that he wore clothing made of camel's hair. He had a leather belt around his waist. Look what he's eating. His food was locusts and wild honey, okay? So why is he dressed this way, this particular way, wearing camel's hair and a belt? He's dressing, he knows, he's dressing in the exact same way as the prophet Elijah. In the book of 2 Kings, it says that the prophet Elijah was wearing a garment of hair cloth with a belt of leather. But that's not all. The Jews of the Old Testament, they knew that before the great and terrible day that the Lord would come, the day of his judgment, they knew that first the prophet Elijah must come first. The prophet Elijah must come first and announce his coming. And so St. John the Baptist here, he's not only proclaiming a new exodus from sin and death, but he's also doing so as the new Elijah. Then he goes on and he talks this little phrase about the axe laid to the root of the trees. He's talking about chopping trees down, okay? This is what St. John says to the Jewish leaders at the time, to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He's saying to them, don't presume that you're going to be saved simply because you're biological descendants of Abraham. So don't assume that you're going to be saved just because you're Jewish, basically, okay? But what St. John says and what Jesus says all through the gospel, that he wants them and he wants us to bear fruit, right? So this speaks of the importance not only of believing, not only of having faith, as important as that is, but to put that faith into action so that our lives bear great fruit for the Lord. Lastly, it's important for us to realize that John the Baptist in this gospel today, he's not a prophet sent to proclaim himself, okay? Notice that he is a leader, but he never says, come follow me. What does he do? He points to another. He points to another beyond himself, to someone who is going to come after him. He says, the one who is coming after me, he says, is mightier than I. And then he says, I am not worthy to carry his sandals. That's very significant because another gospel says that John the Baptist says he's not able to untie his sandals. What's very significant is that John is referring to himself that he is not even worthy to be Jesus' slave. He is so mightier than he that he is not able to be his servant. You see, because that would have been one of the principal tasks of a servant, is when the master comes home, the servant would take off their shoes, untie their sandals, sometimes wash their feet. And so St. John, John the Baptist is saying that, I am not even worthy to do this. Because the one coming after him, he's going to baptize with fire. He's going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. That beautiful imagery of God's purifying fire, that he purifies us with his love. And so, brothers and sisters, looking at St. John the Baptist, we recognize why we celebrate the Advent season and why it's important for us to put ourselves into his shoes. Put ourselves into the shoes of John the Baptist and put ourselves into the shoes of those Jews that would have heard John the Baptist's message. Because when they hear about Jesus' coming, they recognize that Jesus is not, he's not just one more leader of one more religion. Christianity is not a man-made religion, right? But it is a religion that's divinely revealed, revealed by God, and prepared by God for centuries. They waited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for this moment, for this moment. So that by the time that John the Baptist comes onto the scene, this is the one who they have been waiting for, right? This is the one that they have longed for ages upon ages. This is the one that they have desired to come into their lives. God, Jesus, who is the King of glory, who is the King of kings. And so we pray that during this Advent season, that our hearts may be filled with that same longing, that same desire. Yes, for Jesus, that we may celebrate his coming at Christmas. But let us also tell the Lord today that we desire his coming to us, into our souls, in the life of grace. Whenever we receive him in Holy Communion, whenever we receive his forgiveness in the sacrament of baptism, whenever we receive his grace into our souls, Jesus comes to us to dwell with us. And we say just before receiving Holy Communion, those words from the gospel from that Roman soldier, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof." That is the roof of my humanity, the roof of my body and my soul. "Lord, I'm not worthy, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." Let us pray that we may always desire the coming of the Lord, just as the first Jews and as St. John the Baptist longed for him. May our hearts this Advent season be filled with that same longing. May it be so. Amen.